We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, honored viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32, and 2, 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 and 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on 25 TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Arab Emirates initiates a $100 million U.S. dollar assistance program for Pakistan. In animal news, a 78-year-old American caregiver is reunited with his beloved feline traveling companion, Cinderella. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Ethiopian Children's Fund, which is dedicated to improving the lives of disadvantaged youngsters. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 21st, is the birthday of the King of Bhutan, His Majesty Jigme Khesar Nangyal Wangchuck. Born in 1980, His Majesty became King in 2006 and was officially crowned in 2008. During his coronation address to the nation, His Majesty stated, "I shall always serve you, day and night, in the spirit of kindness, justice, and equality." Helping to establish democracy in the nation, His Majesty is committed to peace and happiness for the citizens of Bhutan. Our respectful appreciation, Your Majesty Jigme Khesar Nangyal Wangchuck, for your dedication to harmonious living. May you have a blessed and happy birthday celebration with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Cyclone Bengiza impacts Madagascar. At least six people lost their lives, with one who was still missing on Thursday, February 17th, after the Category 3 Cyclone Bengiza made landfall in northeast Madagascar the previous Monday. Another 15,000 people were left without sufficient shelter after powerful winds with gales reaching 200 kilometers per hour destroyed 8,530 buildings. As the storm made a second landfall in the Sava region, nearly 80% of homes along Hilodrano and Tongila Bay were damaged. In deluging the country's south, the cyclone hit a region that had just been flooded the previous month, endangering the nation's vital crops, including pepper, vanilla, cloves, and rice. Relief organization CARE International and the Red Cross have initiated emergency work with the aid of helicopters in regions that had become isolated due to flooding.
When storm conditions first occurred in southern Africa at the end of January, Supreme Master Ching Hai had offered $20,000 in urgent aid, an amount that could purchase approximately $344,000 in emergency supplies obtained in the United States based on the region's overall cost of living. Upon hearing the most recent updates, she again expressed her heartfelt sympathies and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please check with the local officials and agencies in Madagascar to see if more help is necessary and to go, if possible, to bring comfort to the most vulnerable.
Our appreciation for the efforts of CARE International, Red Cross, and all other relief personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive help. May heaven grace the affected residents with resiliency as we pray that such conditions are curbed as we strive for kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Snowfall isolates parts of Tibet. As of Sunday, February 20th, a blizzard continued to affect southwest China's Tibet Autonomous Region, covering Nigari and Shigatse prefectures in up to a meter of snow. The storm had forced the closure of several main roads for days, including the highway linking Tibet with the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. As traffic resumed on Friday, some 200 police personnel worked to clear the snow from a nearly 600-kilometer stretch of highway, rescuing 104 commuters who had been stranded on the road. In Nigari Prefecture, the road's reopening gave access to some previously isolated villages, with government personnel delivering batches of food and daily necessities such as tea and blankets to help locals get through the storm. Local meteorologists also reported that the snow was helping ease the winter drought. Our appreciation, all emergency personnel, for your efforts to assist those in need. We join in gratefulness for the blessing of moisture to the region as we pray that the intensity of its arrival is eased through our concerted efforts to restore the earth's balance.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New UK policy allows for multi-race adoptions. Research in the United Kingdom has shown that children who are not Caucasian typically wait up to 3 times longer to be adopted, with social workers trying to match the child's racial, religious, and ethnic backgrounds. New guidelines being released by the government seek to eliminate this delay by encouraging placement of a child with a suitable family, regardless of ethnicity. Thus, adoption cannot be denied on the basis of race alone, with the policy saying it is unacceptable to prevent families from adopting children of a different ethnic group than their own. Our appreciation, British government, for expanding the number of loving homes available to children of all backgrounds. May such efforts bring ever swifter comfort and happiness to adoptive parents and children alike.
U.S. diplomatic surge announced to hasten the end of the Afghan war, addressing members of the Asia Society on Friday, February 18th at its headquarters in New York, USA. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton elaborated on efforts to further stability in Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan, as she also affirmed plans to withdraw all U.S. troops by the end of 2014. Secretary Clinton stated that as part of an intensified diplomatic push to help bring the conflict to an end, the U.S. had tripled the number of civilians working in Afghanistan to over 1,100 experts in the previous year alone. Coming from 9 federal agencies focused on areas such as agriculture, infrastructure development, and government training, these personnel are working with the Afghan people to help stabilize and usher in a more secure future for the region. Our respectful appreciation, Secretary Clinton and U.S. government, for this encouraging emphasis on peaceful development in Afghanistan and Pakistan. May such efforts succeed in spreading both harmony and stability for the lasting benefit of all people in the region.
New loving huts open in Asia. The world's fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants, Loving Hut International, has recently launched 2 new venues in Malaysia and Formosa or Taiwan. As in all 219 Loving Hut outlets around the globe, these most recent locales strive towards Supreme Master Ching Hai's ideal of providing a diverse array of healthy, delectable, and most importantly, 100% cruelty-free meals at affordable prices. In Malaysia, a new Loving Hut has been welcomed in the popular tourist area of Ipoh, capital city of Perak State. Since day one, the restaurant has been bustling with customers of all backgrounds.
In fact, there's a lot of people who wants to be vegetarian, but there's not many shops around. And it's good to have this in town, where the place is comfortable.
我是感觉到，因为现在世界啊，已经在这个环境啊非常污染之下了。如果你们在推动这种工作呢，是一件非常好的事情。 还有就是说，在吃过方面呢，我吃过了你们的产品，对你们的产品呢，非常的新鲜感。还有说，我也感觉到现在吃素的人呢，也比较健康。
My favorite dish in Loving Hut is Pringles, porridge, and spaghetti. I would like to come back.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
In Formosa, the Loving Hut Ren Ai has been launched in bustling Taipei. In addition to serving all organic meals, this locale is also an organic health food store, an aspect that is very much appreciated by those who frequent the surrounding hospitals, office buildings, and libraries.
今天就是去医院看诊，然后看完之后就想吃个饭嘛，然后就刚好经过这边，就看到装潢还蛮漂亮，然后而且又是素食，然后还有在特价。
然后就进来这边吃中餐了，比较健康啊。哦，老人家就喜欢健康，哦，不要吃太杂的。我喜欢这个味道，整个都非常的扎实。我们算是也是为这个地球的环保尽一点心力。
Hooray, Loving Hut! We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her essential encouragement of this international vegan franchise. As the availability of such delightful, organic, plant-based cuisine continues to expand, surely we may soon herald a flourishing vegan planet.
Be rich, go green to save the planet.
吃素环保来救地球.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ. Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
German journalists freed. On Saturday, February 19th, German reporters Markus Hellwig and Jens Koch were released after a four-month detainment in Iran, having received a reduced sentence. Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle arrived in the country on the day of their release to accompany the men back to their homeland. We are grateful to know of the journalists' regained freedom. May they enjoy many happy reunions with family and friends as we pray for the protection of all media members in their striving to report factual and up-to-date information to the public.
Save our planet. Tibetan Plateau glaciers in dramatic decline. According to a study conducted by China's Geological Survey Bureau, temperatures rising at a rate of approximately 0.3 degrees Celsius every decade over the past 30 years have contributed to an average glacial decrease of 130 square kilometers annually. Moreover, the glacial retreat in the region, known as the Roof of the World and the planet's third pole, has been accelerating even more in recent years, with some parts that have already retreated by more than 10%. According to the researchers, climate change caused by increasing greenhouse gases and black carbon are responsible.
At current rates, without even considering continued acceleration due to global warming, the scientists estimate that the glacier area will be reduced to less than 75% its original size by mid-century. Speaking of the dangerous implications to the region, Jin Dahe, former head of the China Meteorological Administration, stated, "The Tibetan glaciers are retreating at a higher speed than in any other part of the world. In the short term, this will cause lakes to expand and bring floods and mudflows. In the long run, the glaciers are vital lifelines for Asian rivers, including the Indus and the Ganges. Once they vanish, water supplies in those regions will be in peril."
Our sincere thanks, scientists, for your efforts to raise awareness about the perilous state of the Tibetan Plateau. May we heed these urgent signs and act to cool the planet through our eco-conscious lifestyle choices.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often cautioned of the magnitude of devastating change that could occur without effective human intervention, as during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, during which she offered the most sustainable solution.
"Everything is heating up so quickly, as we can see from the scientists' report on such alarming upheaval, such as rising sea levels and glacier melting. This is now causing excessive floods, but eventually will cause drought and vastly diminished water supplies as well. So we must work quickly to avoid such unwanted outcomes. And the most effective way, as I have mentioned, is the organic vegan diet, organic vegetable farming. This is also the fastest way to reverse the increased warming climate to prevent further damage and disaster. The more people who understand and change, the more chance our world will be saved in time."
According to recent media reports, as more than 200 protesters have been killed in the last few days, thousands gather in Benghazi, Libya for a funeral. International leaders and citizens have called for restraint from violence against protesters in Libya, especially as the death toll mounts, including European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, U.S. State Department spokesperson Philip Crawley, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Susan Rice, all European Union foreign ministers, and 50 Libyan Muslim leaders. Libyan envoy to the Arab League Abdel Monaim Alhoni and members of Libya's Thunderbolt Squad of soldiers in Benghazi joined the protesters, while the Libyan ambassadors to both China and India resigned in protest of the violence. Many governments, meanwhile, are warning people not to go to Libya, such as Australia, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Canada, Bulgaria, and the United States.
According to recent media reports, thousands of Moroccans protest peacefully in the cities of Casablanca, Marrakesh, Tangier, and the capital, Rabat, calling for a political reform that includes limits on the king's powers and a democratic constitution. At least two people lose their lives in Iran, with dozens others injured and arrested, as tens of thousands of protesters march to mourn two people killed during other demonstrations last week. In Palestine, people demonstrate against the U.S. veto of a United Nations resolution which, if passed, would have highlighted the illegality of Israel's settlement building in Palestinian territories. Meanwhile, two people were killed in the Ivory Coast in protests calling for incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo to step down in favor of Alassane Ouattara, who is recognized by the international community as having won recent presidential elections. Additional protests occurring the past few weeks across the Middle East and Africa, where people are calling for improved conditions, human rights, and democracy, include Algeria, Bahrain, Djibouti, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Syria, Tunisia, and Yemen.
We pray for all the precious lives lost and that all citizens may be protected under heaven and harmony soon prevails in all troubled nations.
Save our planet. In Guatemala, international organization Rainforest Alliance, in partnership with the Sustainable Agriculture Network, releases a new climate module as a tool to help farmers become more aware of the impacts of climate change and to support agricultural practices that reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Save our planet. Snowfall and irrigation efforts in Beijing in northeastern China help alleviate drought conditions considered the worst in 60 years, with more precipitation needed to prevent up to two-thirds of the nation's wheat crop from being affected.
Warning news. In a study of 44,000 15 and 16-year-olds in Germany, over 70% of both rural and urban youths report episodes of binge drinking, with adverse effects that include reduced academic performance and job opportunities, along with higher incidence of accidents and potentially permanent brain damage.
The Squirrel, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm happily following a delicious vegan diet. Today I have a food preparation tip. You can make nutritious soups right in your blender using vegetables such as zucchini, tomatoes, and celery. It's a yummy way to eat more servings of veggies in a day. Scrumptious recipes can be found online or at your local library. Many thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
humanitarian news, the United Arab Emirates initiates a $100 million assistance program for Pakistan. The project will help those affected by the floods in 2010 with a focus on education, public health, roads, and bridges. It will include the building of water purification and management stations, as well as the reconstruction of several hospitals and health clinics. In addition, the plan, launched upon the directives of the United Arab Emirates President, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, will create jobs and set up a new nursing institute. Our earnest gratitude, Your Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan and the United Arab Emirates, for your generosity and care. May the peace-loving Pakistani people be graced with harmony and plentitude on a gentle and sustainable earth.
In animal news, caregiver is reunited with his beloved feline companion after a 4-month search. Mr. Bill Ulig of California, USA was on his way home after visiting Glacier National Park in the state of Montana with his fun cat traveling companion, Cinderella. During a stop in Idaho, Cinderella walked out of their motor home. The 78-year-old Mr. Ulig could not locate her and had to return home alone. He then started an online campaign to find Cinderella. After receiving a call about a homeless cat near American Falls, Idaho, Mr. Ulig set out, hoping it was indeed sweet Cinderella. He said, "When I showed up to get her, she jumped right in my lap and started purring." Congratulations, caring Mr. Bill Ulig and lovely Cinderella, on your treasured friendship. May you have many more blissful years and safe trips together, sharing your delight at life's many wonders. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Ethiopian Children's Fund, which has provided educational opportunities for over 380 children. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Please stay tuned for more assuring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a powerful world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Ethiopian Children's Fund, which has established a 37-acre village education development program.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Ethiopian Children's Fund, ECF, is dedicated to improving the lives of disadvantaged children and adolescents of the nation. Founded by Ethiopian supermodel Ms. Anna Gitana in 1997, the nonprofit's first project was the construction and establishment of the 37-acre Village Education Development Program, ECF-EDP, in Ilaltu, 55 kilometers from the capital city of Addis Ababa.
20 students enrolled in the school in 1998, with the number now being over 380. In 2010, 18 youngsters became the first graduates, two with distinction. ECF-EDP also assists 600 individuals through a health clinic. Each child is evaluated and his or her development is monitored and charted to make sure that optimum well-being is reached.
Trained staff from both Ethiopia and abroad are committed to nurturing each youngster's innate potential. One volunteer commented, "The warmth and pure joy of life expressed by the children was amazing." Our heartfelt thankfulness, Ms. Anna Gitana and Ethiopian Children's Fund, for your laudable humanitarian endeavor. May you continue to support many precious individuals to greet a very bright future with heaven's abundant grace. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ms. Anna Gitana and the Ethiopian Children's Fund Village Education Development Program with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 to support the good work with all love and thanks.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Dutch entitled Good Care.
Eindelijk ging de weerbarstige, eigenzinnige oudere zus trouwen. De toekomstige schoonzoon bezocht de ouders van de bruid. De schoonvader keek bezorgd naar zijn toekomstige schoonzoon en zei: "Wanneer je getrouwd bent, moet je De toekomstige schoonzoon kwam er dus. Ja, dat weet ik. Ik zal goed voor haar zorgen. De vader van de bruid schudde zijn hoofd en zei, ik bedoel, wanneer je getrouwd bent, moet je goed voor jezelf zorgen.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Simplesmente adorei tudo o que encontrei em seu canal. É exatamente da forma que penso. Minhas felicitações para quem faz um trabalho tão magnífico a favor dos animais e do planeta em geral. Mantenha o jornal Defesa dos Animais, www.jornalanimais.blogspot.com, onde procuro divulgar todos os assuntos sobre defesa e direitos dos animais, tentando conscientizar as pessoas sobre o assunto. Gostaria, por exemplo, de estar divulgando seus programas e a TV em geral. Um abraço a todos que fazem esse magnífico trabalho. Leonardo de São Paulo, Brasil.
Devoted Leonardo, thank you so much for your warm note and all you are doing for our innocent animal friends. Please feel free to use anything from our site in your very important work. May the divine bless you and all the kind-hearted people of sunny Brazil.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with joy and benevolence. Wishing you a blessed week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Salvadorian Vice President Sanchez Seren hosts visiting counterparts from Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, and the Dominican Republic, with the leaders committing to increased investments in education for the benefit of fellow citizens and their countries.
Palestinian Hamas leader Abu Atallah al-Sabah agrees to meet with senior Fatah official Dr. Nabil Saath after Dr. Saath affirmed his willingness to discuss national reconciliation with Hamas leadership in the Gaza Strip.
As part of an ongoing culture and academic exchange, the Japanese Embassy in Doha, Qatar presents Qatar University with a gift of 122 books, including English and Japanese novels, children's books, and others describing Japanese history, architecture, and origami art.
Mauritania's President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz announces a $3.5 million fund to develop four ancient desert towns partially buried by sands as part of an effort to restore the cultural treasures classified as UNESCO World Heritage Sites.
In Formosa or Taiwan, local animal protection group, the Environment and Animal Society of Taiwan, calls on consumers to boycott rabbit fur products in an effort to stop the cruel industry that sacrifices millions of innocent animals' lives each year.
With some 3.5 billion euros contributed thus far to charities such as Amnesty International and World Wildlife Fund, the National Postcode Lottery of the Netherlands donates 1.35 million euros to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees for use in assisting asylum seekers worldwide.
Former president of fast food chain McDonald's Restaurants, Mike Roberts, announces plans to launch a franchise with vegan options in California, USA, called Life, Love Your Food Everyday Kitchen, with the help of renowned US vegan chef Tal Ronan.
Japan contributes $15 million to the charity Voluntary Trust Fund for assistance in mine action to help clear landmines in Afghanistan and African countries, thus increasing safety and freedom of movement for people.
The African Union and the organization Global Advocacy for One Laptop Per Child sign an agreement that will provide laptops for primary students in Ethiopia.
The government of Singapore announces plans to add an additional $392 million to the ComCare Fund that supports less fortunate citizens.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.